Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to my show. More than almost 17 years broadcast and almost 17 years simulcasting since we began all the way back in 1997. And for the last 10 years, we've been having great visits with our good friend Paul Casey, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? And that's what we talk about. As I said earlier, part of my job is to prevent you from being a small business owner if you're not supposed to be. And Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, if when I started my business in 89, if I had taken my own advice, I would have gone and looked for another job. I wouldn't have started my own business because I was motivated. I had a passion for it, but I didn't have enough capital. And so I struggled. So I would never tell someone to not start if it's because they don't have enough capital. If they're willing to struggle and if they have the ability, their family and everything, because it can take a long time to get out of the ground, can it?
Yes, and in lieu of capital, and that's certainly very important. I do think that one of the criteria I submit for people starting a business should, if they're looking at a business, try to get into a business at least initially that your overhead isn't required quite as much as, let's say, sinking a whole bunch of money into a business and then falling behind quickly, because cash flow is king. Mm-hmm. And you can get into trouble extremely fast, and we all know that. But let's say, for example, you are interested in the food industry. You're a foodie. You want to start something and open up a restaurant because you make the best souffle or whatever is out there, maybe consider going into catering for a while, that you could work out of your home and you have an oven and you can start there and then really test your different food items, things, and grow that way. Mm-hmm. And keep your overhead to a low rate. And if it works out for 1 or 2, 3 years and your business is going well, you're getting calls, you could turn it into a storefront or restaurant,
you know,
or something like that.
I know one of my friends, Tim Berry, the king of business planning, told me about a story about a guy who came to him who wanted to go into the soup business. He literally wanted to be, you know, a maker of soup. And he was looking for somebody to back him, some funding. And he said to the guy, he said, well, what does your soup taste like? He said, what do you mean? He said, do people like your soup? He said, I don't know. He said, you've never taken your soup and fed it to other people. He said, no, I know it's good. He said, go see if they'll eat your soup. Go give it away. Go out on the mall in downtown and give it away. You know, he said, see if people will like your stuff. That's a big part of it. I mean, you got to find out if somebody will. You know, when I started my consulting company, my rate was pretty low because I needed somebody to do business with me to see if I could come across doing that. And over time, I raised my rates, but I started out slow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. Because that's it. And that's the thing as far as I'm concerned, is that look at this as a 20, 25-year plan. Don't look at it as here's my business plan. I want to be here at the end. Yeah.
And that is something that a lot of people have a hard time with, isn't it? If you tell them,
yes,
this is not a sprint. This is not where you get funding and in 3 years you're a billionaire. Most one tenth of 1% even approach the opportunity to do that, let alone make it happen.
Yeah, I think the best worst thing that ever happened in society was the pet rock. As you go back to that 25, 30 years ago, and this guy had a pet rock and he got wealthy. Well, I doubt he really did. I think Smith. But people think they're looking for the silver bullet there that's mm-hmm. going to bail them out, this great idea. When actually, Jim, you both and I both know, it takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. And focus and choosing the right business.
Yeah, I don't think it does people a lot of – it helps a lot of people – to publish all of the get-rich-quick schemes.
Agreed.
You know, good for those people. It happens. It could happen to you. The chances are pretty good it's not. I mean, we're not trying to be negative. We're just being realistic. But even if you do get rich, be prepared to not get rich, right?
Right. I mean, I like my odds better taking my income now and going to Las Vegas and putting on a craps table to get rich rather than trying to do that in a business.
Right. Well said.
I mean, my odds are better, actually.
Hey, Paul,
I'm not going to do it.
I need your website.
Prospectsforsuccess.com.
And they can take your assessment test there. Folks, it's free. Check it out, and you'll find out whether you should be an entrepreneur or not. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.